How about we talk some Packer football? The Packers back in action this weekend against the Miami Dolphins. Coverage will be right here on K107.1 starting at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Right after, Brian, the premiere of Radio Disney's Top 30 Countdown on K107.1. I know you'll be tuned in.
You bet. Certainly will.
So right after that, Packer coverage at 10, the game at noon. That is Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com as the Packers take their 3-2 record down to Miami. Everybody's feeling pretty good in Packerland. Two divisional wins, a couple of days off. It's been a little more than a week since the Packers have played. What are the chances that we come into Miami now and have a letdown game? On paper, this is a game the Packers should win. Everyone's going to predict the Packers can win. The Packers' talent's better than the Dolphins. Really, all you need to go down there and execute, and you should get the victory. What are the chances that doesn't occur?
Yeah, it's hard to believe the Packers would go down to Miami and have a letdown. The only way I could see them losing is, you know, one of those situations where both teams really play well and the Packers end up on the losing end. Like if the Dolphins end up having the best game of their season, if they're motivated to face a Packers team that's been in the playoffs the past five seasons, maybe that would be a situation. But it's hard to believe that the Packers would come out flat after the way they played the past 2 weeks, in which, you know, especially against the Minnesota Vikings, that the offense and the defense both seem to be clicking. The Packers just head in the right direction right now.
A lot of focus early in the week anyway on the relationship between Mike McCarthy and his former offensive coordinator, now Dolphins coach, Joe Philbin, who's in his third year, yet to have a winning season down there. But McCarthy just kind of said, yeah, I mean, you know, it's Joe, but, you know, whatever, we just got to play. Is there an advantage for the Dolphins with Joe Philbin knowing this Packers team, or is there an advantage with Mike McCarthy for knowing Joe's tendencies? Or does it even not matter?
It probably negates itself. I mean, I suppose it's a slight advantage for both teams in that there's that familiarity. I suppose better than no familiarity at all. But, yeah, it probably negates itself in that, they know each other. Neither team has an upper hand there in game planning, preparations, things like that. So it's really hard to say that advantage would be gained by either team this upcoming Sunday.
Packers coming into the game relatively healthy. You'll hear the game again on K107.1 this Sunday. Coverage starts at 10 a.m., the kickoff at noon. A few positions banged up a little bit, at least, affecting the depth. You have the wide receivers with Jared Boykin still out, and the defensive line. What are they going to do there? Dayton Jones not practicing this week. Josh Boyd limited. Tell me about both positions first with the defensive line.
Yeah, we're kind of waiting to see what happens today, Friday, when the Packers release their final injury report of the week. Maybe Dayton Jones will be come back in time for this upcoming Sunday's game. We'll know more later in the day. But if they don't, the Packers will be relying on some guys. It looks as if Josh Boyd will be back after missing the Vikings game. The Packers relying heavily on a pair of undrafted rookies on the defensive line, Mike Pinnell and Luther Robinson. Robinson just playing in his second NFL game ever this upcoming Sunday. And going back to where he played his college ball at the University of Miami, I'm sure he'll be motivated to go back home, as it were. And then over on the offensive side of the football, wide receiver, Jarrett Boykin, still kind of a question mark, still up in the air there. I would say earlier in the week, the transaction activating Kevin Dorsey, signing him to the 53-man roster, that's probably a pretty good indication that Jarrett Boykin isn't ready to come back just yet. Will he be out for a long time? I'm not sure. But I would say Jarrett Boykin probably doubtful to play on Sunday.
What do you have for a prediction for this game? Because, again, you look at all the factors, you look at the talent, there shouldn't be any reason now that the Packers lose this game. I didn't see it happening against the Vikings last weekend at all. I could see a situation in which the Dolphins pull out a win, but realistically, Brian, the Packers should win this one with relative ease.
Yeah, I do think that the Dolphins will be motivated for this game, and I do think it'll be a real close one. I'm going to go 28-27 Packers, and they're going to be pushed the whole way. Ultimately, I do think they come out victorious. They just keep the momentum going from previous weeks, and coming away with a win on the road would be big before coming back home for the Packers, and just keep things heading in the right direction.
So there you go, Packer coverage again this Sunday, 10 a.m. after the premiere. This is breaking news, too, by the way, of Radio Disney. We've acquired the top 30 countdown. You'll hear that Sunday starting at 7, Packer coverage at 10. One last question, kind of off topic, kind of on. Is J.J. Watt the best player in the league?
He very well might be. He certainly had a dominating performance last night in a losing effort, but boy, J.J. Watt. You wonder if he could be the NFL's MVP. That would be interesting as a defensive player.
The pride of Pewaukee, Wisconsin, J.J. Watt. Brian, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you again next week. Go Pack.
Yeah, take care. We'll see you later.